Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. God's blessings to all of you all on tonight. You have logged in tonight, tuned in to Scars, Severely Cut, and Recovered Strong. Severely Cut and Recovered Strong. We honor the Lord on tonight. For you all coming on tonight with us, I thank God for another day that God has allowed me to be on. I was not on last week, and I just thank God for allowing me tonight to be with you all tonight to share what God has given me on tonight. Let us go into prayer. We thank God again for all our listeners everywhere, to you, 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 and you on this evening. And we're going to try not to be long on tonight. God has been pressing something on my heart to share. Amen. And I just like to say, let me just get into a word of prayer first. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you because you alone are God, and besides you, there is none other. We thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven us of our sins, known and unknown, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for creating in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit within us. We just thank you because you are God. God, we realize that someone did not get the opportunity to wake up, to have the opportunity to use the use and activities of their limbs. But God, we thank you. We're ever grateful. God, I'm grateful, Father God, just for breathing in my nostrils the breath of life. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength on today. God, and I thank you for those that are attached to this broadcast on tonight. God, I pray that everything attached to their families, their friends, God, will win. Oh, God, we thank you that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, shall prosper. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and give us the peace of God that passes all a man's understanding. You said you would keep us in perfect peace, he whose mind is stayed on you. And so, God, we thank you tonight for all that you've done doing and will continue to do. Bless those who have been currently or in the past affected by this COVID-19 virus in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being the God of all. We thank you that you are God above all. We thank you, Lord God, because there's power still in the blood of Jesus Christ. And God, we ask that you would touch each and every heart, each and every listener, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Bless God. We want to thank God tonight for, again, for our listening audience. We thank God for what God has done thus far and what God continues to do in the lives of his people. Amen. We want to talk about tonight our theme or our topic for tonight, I should say, is those things. Amen. I was speaking with someone on last week. I was speaking to a couple of people. I was speaking mainly to my pastor, and I was telling her, you know, we came to a conclusion that these things, what is these things? The Bible talks a lot about these things, those things, you know. We're going to find out tonight what exactly are some of those things, or what are those things, or these things. Amen. Glory to God. We're living in a very critical time now where I believe, saint to no saint, believer, no unbeliever, amen, it's really just time to grip that solid rock. Amen. There's an old song that says, be sure that you are anchored, that your soul is anchored in Christ, amen, and that your faith, you know, that anchor, that, you know, your life, you have to grip that solid rock. Who is that solid rock? His name is Jesus, no other name I know. And so I do know that even in this pandemic time, you know, without God, we are nothing. Amen. And I just want to give a few people to come on in tonight. If you're listening already, we just want to give you a shout out on tonight that without God, you can do nothing. And without God, you're like a ship without a sail. Amen. And that song is ringing in me tonight. I'm just going to sing a little bit of it, and I'm going to get into this word. Amen. And then we're going to be out. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting. Like a ship without a sail, without God, I would be nothing. You need God in this hour. Without God, without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without God, you would be nothing. Hallelujah. Without God, you would fail. Without God, your life, it would be drifting just like a ship without a sail. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Glory God. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with a mind stayed on Jesus. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We're going into the word. Just another day that the Lord has kept you. Amen. He has kept you from all evil. He has kept you from all accidents. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Incidents, mayhaps, mishaps. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With the mind still able to be on Jesus through it all, through this pandemic, still got a mind that stayed on Jesus through this pandemic. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Through this critical time, this critical hour, glory to God. Still got a mind to pray. Still got a mind to praise God. Still got a mind to worship. Still got a mind to serve the Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. And for this, we are truly, truly grateful. Hallelujah. It could have been me. Glory to God. Outdoors. The song say with no shoes and no clothes, without a friend or just another number with a tragic end. But God didn't let none of these things be. But every day by his power, he keeps on keeping me. Hallelujah. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you done for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very quickly, we're going to the word of God. Amen. Philippians, the third chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I promise we're not going to be long on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This is Paul speaking to the church of Philippi. Amen. Glory to God. And it reads, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the Philippians. Amen. Verse 13, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you today for your read and written word. God, help us not to be hearers only, but doers of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, beloved, on tonight, amen, I just want to encourage someone on tonight, amen, that God, even in this hour, amen, even in this pandemic crisis and critical situations, discombobulated things out of order, people out of character, people unthankful, ungrateful, amen, glory to God, things just loose in the earthly realm, that God still, amen, there's still a God that sits high and looks low. There's still a God that sits upon a throne. Amen. Glory to God. There's still a God that's in the blessing business. Amen. And I encourage those that are lined up, glory to God, that have lined their life up, line upon line, precept upon precept, as the word of God declares, amen, that God in this hour is doing a new thing. Glory to God. God is still blessing those that love him. Glory to God. Those that not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those who are sanctified, set apart, and meet for the master's use. Those that don't mind and not embarrassed, amen, and not ashamed and afraid, glory to God, amen, to call upon the name of Jesus, amen, glory to God. And I just want to encourage your heart tonight, amen, that if any time there would be, amen, now is the time to forget those things that are behind you. Amen. Glory to God. And to press, amen, like never before. This is not a time, amen, to give up, amen, on God, to give up on yourself, amen, to throw in the towel. I'm afraid to throw in the towel. When I throw in the towel, amen, glory to God, after 38 years of serving God, amen, God might just throw that towel right back at me and say, get on in there, fight, girl, you can make it. Amen. Glory to God. So I encourage you on tonight, amen, that you can make it. Glory to God. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what happened an hour ago, 5 minutes ago. Amen. You're still alive. And as long as you have the breath of life in your body, glory to God, you're breathing. Amen. You got to remember that it's in him that you live, you move, and you have your being. If you're able, glory to God, to open up your mouth, if you're able, amen, and have the use and activities of your limbs, amen, glory to God, it's not too late. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you tonight. Amen. Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That word apprehended means, amen, understood or understand or comprehend. He said, I haven't figured it all out, but this is one thing that I have figured out, that in order for me, amen, to get to that next level, that next place, that next dimension in God, amen, glory to God, that promotion, amen, glory to God, I got to forgive.
get. Amen. Glory to God. And this is where we as people, we get stuck. Amen. Somehow or another, amen, we get stuck. Now, I understand pronunciation, and I understand these certain marks, like periods and commas and semicolons, amen, and colons and things of that nature, amen, glory to God. And so if you take a look closely at verse 13, when he was saying, I count not myself to have understood, amen, there's a semicolon there, and then it goes on to say, but this one thing I do, and there's a comma. And I've learned that even reading and studying the word of God, I come to respect, amen, the pronunciation. I respect, amen, the commas and the periods. Amen. Glory to God. The comma that separates, the comma that pauses within that same sentence. Amen. Glory to God. And I always tell people, I said, whenever you see a comma in the word of God, amen, Jesus knew, amen, God knew that there were some things in our life, glory to God, that he was going to have to pause. Amen. Glory to God. Sometime before you get to a period, which is a stop sign, amen, it'll say yield. Amen. That means that you don't come to a complete stop. Amen. But you yield. Amen. You slow down. Amen. Glory to God. And so there are some times in our life, amen, where we got to slow down. Amen. That we got to take a comma. Amen. We got to pause some things. Amen. Before we can continue. And so Paul realized it might be, you know, this verse of scripture, amen, might have been a little bit too much, because for some people, amen, for some of us, it's very difficult for us, amen, to forget some stuff. Amen. But Paul said, forgetting those things. What things? Those things, amen, of your past, how your daddy treated you, what your mama said and what your daddy done. Amen. It's very hard, amen, for us to forget, much less forgive. And so a lot of times we'll say, well, I forgive, but I don't forget. But let me tell you something, beloved, on tonight, you have not truly forgiven if you're not willing to forget. It is just so awesome to me how God thinks and how God views, amen, his people. Glory to God. He says, I will, hallelujah, I will forget. I will not remember your sins. I will throw them in the sea of forgetfulness. Oh, glory be to God, and I will remember them no more. How is it possible that God, in all his infinite wisdom, could forget the thing that you done last night? Y'all ain't saying to me, amen. He could forget the thing that happened last summer, amen. He could forget the thing that you just said 5 seconds ago. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Those things that don't glorify God, those things that vex God, God is able to forgive and to forget. Amen. And Paul was admonishing, amen, the Philippians, amen. Glory to God, that in order for you to get to the next level, and in order for you, amen, to get to the end of the sentence, you got to first take a pause. Amen. You got to realize, amen, that you can't get no further in the sentence. You can't get no further in life. You can't get the newness of God. You can't get the new glory to God unless you go out with the old. Amen. Out with the old and in with the new. It sounds easier said than done. Amen. But you got to get and make up in your mind, amen, that you're going to forget those things that hurt you. Hallelujah. Forget those people that bruise you. Forget those people, amen, that said, amen, forget the things, not the people so much, but forgive the people, but forget the things the people said, how you will never amount to anything, amen, how you would be a whore just like your mama, how you would be a pimp just like your daddy, how you would be just like your daddy or papa was a rolling stone, and everywhere he laid his hat, it was his home. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me, but in order to get what God has for you in this hour, glory to God, it's going to cost you something. It's going to have to cost you to give up, glory to God, those things, amen, that have hindered you, those obstacles, those stumbling blocks that have blocked you, glory to God, those things that were set against your life as a young girl, as a young boy, glory to God, growing up into your adolescence, into your teenage years, into your adulthood. Glory be to God. Those things that were spoken against your life, that you would never be nothing, that you would never amount to anything. You're just like your deadbeat daddy. Oh, glory be to God. We got to get deliverance from that. Amen. Glory to God, and be willing to move on. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. Those things, let's deal. Under my side. Glory to God, let's deal. Let's talk about those things. Glory to God. First of all, let's identify that word forgetting. Glory to God, excuse me. That word forgetting is the apparent loss or modification of information that has already been, somebody say already been, that has already been encoded and stored in an individual's short or long-term memory. It is a gradual process, I'm talking about forgetting, in which old memories are unable to be recalled from memory storage. Amen. Glory to God. And this is why, and this is what prevents us, amen, from getting on in life, from getting a life. Amen. This is what prevents us, amen, from living and going from a place of destitution, of going to a place, amen, glory to God, from being a desolate place. Amen. From going from a place of defeat, amen, to a place of successful living. Amen. It's because of those things. But I got to tell you tonight the truth. Amen. Until you get over those things, glory to God, whatever those things might be, those things, amen, may come in the form of a noun, amen, or it may be in the form of a pronoun, amen, glory to God. It may be a person, place, or a thing. Those things can represent anything that have actually hindered you, glory to God, that have actually bewitched you. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Paul said, that same Paul said, amen, to the Galatians, amen. He said, who have bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you would rather believe a lie, amen, and not the truth, that you would not obey the truth of God. Amen. Glory to God. And so it's hard sometimes that when you have been through certain things in your life, especially as a child, amen, you never got over that thing. Amen. You never got delivered from that thing. Amen. I need somebody to say tonight and declare and decree out of their mouth that thing. Amen. Glory to God. It's that thing that could have killed you. It's that thing that could have caused you to give up. It's those things that could have caused you, amen, to be in the mental ward. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's those things, amen, that could have caused you to be dead. Glory be to God. But God, I need somebody to declare out of their mouth tonight. But God, if it had not been, amen, for the Lord that was on my side, those things could have killed me. Those things could have wiped me out. Those things could have had me in the street. Those things, glory to God, could have made me promiscuous. Those things could have had me with AIDS. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Those things could have made me sick. Those things could have had, glory to God, had me to have some disease. Amen. Glory to God. Those things, amen, could have caused me to give up on God. Those things, glory to God, could have had me going insane. Those things could have had me locked up in jail or in prison. Glory to God. Get over those things. Forget those things, glory to God, and go toward the mark, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The apparent loss, glory to God, of information. Amen. You remember, amen, glory to God. You remember that, you know, your boyfriend, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-period, amen, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, amen, glory to God. And you remember the time when you first met them, amen, glory to God. It might have been a certain song that reminded you, amen, of that moment, amen, glory to God, whatever that moment was, glory to God. And then 10 years later, amen, you're divorced or you're not with them anymore, but you're walking around in the store. And all of a sudden, here come Marvin Gaye. Amen. Let's get it on. Amen. All of a sudden, amen, after they play that song, amen, you go into another store and you start shopping. Amen. And you hear TP, Teddy Pendergrass, talk about, looks like another love, TKO. Amen. Then your mind go back. Amen. Just for a split second. Amen. You don't be thinking about Jesus on the main line, telling what you want. Amen. You don't be thinking about nearer, my God, to to thee. Amen. Glory to God. But it's something about that song that puts you in a place, amen, of remembrance. It puts you in a place, or when it first happened, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. It puts you in a place, amen, when you'll be like Minnie Riperton, who said, back down memory lane. Oh, yes, it will. Glory be to God. And so here Paul says, amen, whatever those things were, amen, whatever it was in your past that's preventing you from going on in your future, glory to God, he said, forget about those things. Write those things. Ask God to help you. Glory to God. Ask God to deliver you. Glory to God, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Ask God to remove those things that are not like him. Remove these things that are hindering me from going to the next level. These things that are hindering me from going back to school to further my education. Glory be to God. These things that are preventing me to be all that I can be in Christ. He said, forget it. He said, forget about it. Amen. And to reach. Amen. And not only that, there's another comma. Amen. And reaching forth unto those things which are before, comma. Amen. So it's two things. It's two pieces of meat. Amen. In this verse here, glory to God, it's some oxtails. Amen. And it's some stinging fish over here. Amen. And the oxtail said, forget those things that are behind. Amen. And the stinging fish. Amen. If you please, on tonight, glory to God, I'm just building my case. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just building my picture. I've been painting my scene. Amen. Glory be to God. And the stinging fish said, to reach. Amen. So you got to forget, and then you got to reach. Amen. And so for some people, it takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of energy for us to forget. Amen. Because sometimes those things that we're supposed to be forgetting, it becomes pacifying to us. It begins to be, amen, like a baby that has a pacifier. Amen. When that baby is crying, amen, and that baby is whining, glory to God. Amen. You need something, amen, that we put in their mouth to shut them up. Amen. Glory to God. And so it's called a pacifier. Amen. And a lot of us have pacifiers, amen, that we are still sucking on, praise God, amen. We need a pacifier to shut us up, amen, because we're whining and we complaining, amen, and we don't know how to be quiet, and so we put that pacifier, amen, we put that old song on. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me, amen. We keep that same number, we keep that joker's number, amen, we keep that same slot of number, amen, glory to God, we keep that number in our phone, amen. Some of us got it on speed dial, amen. Talk about back down memory lane. Amen. Glory to God. If you forgot about it, glory to God, your number still shouldn't be in that phone. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. Glory to God. We knew which one we needed to call. Amen. That, hey, can you pay my telephone bill? Can you pay my automobile? Amen. Glory to God. We had them on speed dial, 1 through 5. Amen. One paid the car note. One paid the telephone bill. You knew which one, the number to have to pay. Glory to God, to pay your rent. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There was one, amen, on a speed dial that kept your hair up for you and kept your nails and feet up for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In order to get the newness of God, glory to God, we wasted so much time. Amen. I could speak for myself. Amen. Wasted so much precious time. Amen. Only to go in a circle. Glory be to God. Wasted so much time on one man, on one woman. Glory to God. I'm talking to the men and women on tonight. Wasted so many years, amen, glory to God, only to go nowhere, amen, glory to God. And this is why I tell people, even in relationships, you better make sure, glory to God, that you do your homework assignment, amen. You better make sure that you do your research about that woman, glory be to God, because it's deeper than going to church, hallelujah. It's deeper than singing on a praise team. It's deeper than teaching Bible study or Sunday school, amen, because when you finish your spiritual duties, amen, you got to go home, amen, glory be to God. And it would be a sad affair, amen, to be in a relationship for so long, amen, and then you get married only to find out that they are shopaholic, only to find out that their credit is tore from the floor up. Oh, glory be to God, only to find out that they're not just a liar, but they are a deceiver amongst the brethren. Oh, glory be to God. God. Amen. You can't be moved anymore. Glory to God about these jokers. Amen. And these jokettes. Amen. Glory to God, because they are jokes. Amen. For real, bro. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm giving it to you straight. Amen. I'm giving it to you real on tonight. Amen. You better go. Amen. Glory to God. The public records. Amen. It's open for everybody. That's why they call it public records. Amen. And you better know what you're getting into. Glory to God. Amen. It goes beyond. Amen. A six pack. It goes beyond a 34, 32, 28. Amen. Glory to God. You don't know. You could be dealing with a mental case. Huh? You could be dealing with a person. Amen. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Huh? You ain't saying nothing to me on today. Oh, glory be to God. But we get caught up because, oh, they fine. We get caught up because, oh, they blow my mind. Huh? We get caught up because they got some money. We get caught up because of this and because of that. All the wrong reasons. Oh, glory be to God. Can I tell you something, beloved? You better make sure that you check, amen, his credit score. You better make sure that you know what her credit score look like. Oh, glory be to God. You better make sure before you invest all of your time, amen, in a relationship, glory to God. You better make sure. You better be sure and very sure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better check that brother out. You better check that sister out. Amen. Glory to God. They will lie to you. They will deceive you. They will hide, glory to God, in sheep clothing. They will hide behind Sunday school. They will hide. Yes, they will. They will hide behind Bible study. They will hide behind midday service. They will hide behind prayer. Oh, glory be to God, only to find out that they're bad stewards and managers of money. Oh, glory be to God, only to find out that she loves to shop, amen. She loves to spend money. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. But God, anything that God bless you with, you got to be able to be a good steward over it. Oh, glory be to God. You got to be able to be a good manager over what God has blessed you with. That includes a man. That includes a woman. That includes a husband or a wife. You got to know we're praying. Amen. We bow, child. I want a man. My clock is ticking. I'm in my 50s and I ain't got nobody, baby. I ain't got nobody. Amen. The men is going crazy. Amen. Glory to God. They're getting in everybody, every woman's vehicle that they could get in. Glory to God. And I'm talking about that sexual vehicle. Oh, glory to God. I got to try it out first to see if it works. I got to see, amen, if there's any oil in it or if it needs some oil. I got to check and see if the tires are right. I got to ride this thing. Amen. From sun up to sundown. I got to see how good it is. I got to see whether or not this will be the right one for me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I feel this thing tonight. Amen. You better be checking. Glory to God. Amen. If you want to get anywhere, glory to God, in life, in a relationship, you better make sure. You better make sure and very sure, amen, that he or she, amen, glory to God, that they have, amen, building power. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. You could be so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm getting married. I'm so excited. Amen. And in your mind, you thinking, here, y'all going to work together. Team Johnson, Team Smith. Amen. Glory to God. Team Green. Oh, Team Williams. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, amen, if y'all don't have building power, it's not going to last. Amen. One can't be wanting to build and the other one sit down and watch TV all day. Amen. And vice versa. Glory be to God. Amen. You got to have some building power. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Paul said forgetting those things that are behind, he said, I press. I got something to look forward to. Amen. See, when you done been bruised, when you done had some abrasions, when you done been wounded, when you been bleeding, glory to God, profusely, amen, from every corner of your body, amen, glory to God, and I don't mean literally, amen, but then sometimes I mean literally, amen, when you have been talked about and lied on, scandalized and ostracized, called everything but a child of God. Amen. Sometimes it's hard for us to forget. Amen. But you got to keep your mind, amen, focused. Amen. You got to stay on point. Amen. You got to get, like my mom used to say before she died. Amen. She said, if you ever find yourself, amen, in the place that your back is up against the wall, in a desolate place, if you find yourself in lumber bars, the Bible call it, amen, if you find yourself in a doom and gloom situation, you better, in your thought, mind, and your process, in your thoughts, amen, better find a happy place. Oh, glory to God, can I tell you, whatever that makes you happy in your happy thoughts, you better stay right there. Whatever you have forward to look forward to doing, amen, and accomplishing in your life, amen, you better stay in that happy place. Glory to God, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize. Amen. There's a mark, amen, that is set on your mark. Hallelujah. Get set, get ready on your mark, go. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A lot of us can't say on your mark, get ready, get set, go. We can't go because we're still stuck. Amen. We're still stuck in our thoughts about what somebody's saying. And we're still stuck, amen, in the thoughts that plague our mind. I call it the cobwebs of our mind. We're still stuck on how somebody treated us. We're still stuck on how we gave out all the love. Amen. Glory be to God. And we wasn't accepted. Oh, glory to God. We was taken advantage of, if you please. Amen. We're still stuck there. But Paul said there's a higher calling. There's a higher mark. Amen. That you can look forward to. Oh, glory be to God. He said press toward that thing. Those things that seem to have hindered you. Those things, glory to God, that set you back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those things that plagued your mind, glory to God, and had you stuck in a stupor. You couldn't go to the next level. You couldn't move beyond, amen, elementary school. You couldn't get beyond middle school. You couldn't get beyond high school because those things, amen, not having ample education, not having, amen, the strategies, amen, glory to God, and the interventions it would have taken you, amen, to have completed school, amen, those things, amen, get those things, amen, out the way, get those things, amen, those things that stop you and block you in life, amen, glory to God, if you could get past those things, glory to God, amen, then you got the prize. Amen, glory to God. We honor the Lord on tonight. I just wanted to encourage you guys on tonight about those things because those things are real. Those things haunt us. Those things have caused us, amen, to give up, not on God per se, but to give up on ourselves. And I was having a conversation with a young lady the other day, and I told her, I said, listen, let me tell you something, and I'm going to say it until I die, and I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. We are not responsible for the response, reaction, on how someone should take us. So, like, if I say, oh, I apologize, or will you forgive me? Listen, I've done my part. I've asked for your forgiveness, and I've apologized. Now, I'm not going to sit there, and I'm not going to spend the rest of my life wondering if you accepted my forgiveness and my apology. That's not my job. All I'm doing is what God requires me to do. If I think I have, or an ought, someone has an ought, a problem, wronged me, against someone, with someone, I'm to leave my gift at the altar. My hallelujahs, my thank you, Jesus, my teaching Sunday school, my Bible study, my singing on the praise team, singing in the choir, ushering on the usher board, 1-4. Listen, lay it down. Go to that person. Listen, I don't know what the problem is, or if there's a problem with me, whatever it is, I ask that you forgive me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Listen, you wipe your hands, you dust your feet off, and you keep it moving. It's not your job to keep calling. I wonder if they accepted it. I wonder if he believed me. I wonder if she knew what I... No, that's not your job. Those are considered those things. Those things will really prevent you from going forward in life. Because you're trying to go forward, and then you wind up going backwards because those things done pulled you back in your thought process, in your memory. Those things are sitting Remember we talked about just what forgetting was? You have a storage, a memory storage, just like memory in your phone. There's memory in yourself. And you have the power to either forget about it or leave it stored up for a rainy day. Stop taking a rain check on what you don't deserve. And I told this young lady, I said, listen, we're so busy trying to apologize. This is good food right here. So busy trying to wonder if somebody accepted your apology, but you don't apologize never to yourself. Okay, they molested you. They raped you. They scandalized your name. They called you a whore. They called you a pimp. They called you a thot. They called you a bee. They called you all kind of names. And then what? And then some. But guess what? Someone said it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to. But at the end of that same day, we go all out our way to apologize to everybody else, even if we're not wrong, if we thought we was wrong, because sometimes it don't really be you. It could be the other person, but if the other person is stuck in their ways and their ego tripping, ego meaning exiting God out of the whole equation, they're not going to apologize. You have some women like that. You have some men like that. They don't feel like they man enough. Listen, real men apologize. Babe, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I know I hurt you. I'm sorry for what I've done. See, because, you know, the world says that if a man apologizes, that make a man weak. So where do people get this thing, men don't cry? Yes, they do. Oh, men don't apologize. They should. If they're wrong, whether male or female, you're supposed to apologize if you wronged somebody, if you thought you did something, even if you think that you didn't do anything, even if you think that you was right and you was not wrong. For peace sake, Paul said, the same Paul said, if it's at all possible, follow peace with all men. So for peace sake, if it takes you to apologize, my brother, my sister, you do what you need to do just for peace sake. But when was the last time you apologized to yourself? We so busy running after people to get their forgiveness and get their, you know, get their opinion and get their this and get that. When you going to apologize to yourself? I had to do that myself. I said, Rose, I apologize. I apologize for compromise. I apologize for allowing people in my space. I apologize to you, Rose, to myself. I apologize, Rose, for wasting your time. See, we waste a lot of time on a whole lot of people, but what about yourself? Apologize to yourself for compromising. Compromising your faith, compromising your body, compromising your intellect, compromising everything. Just apologize to you. I apologize to myself for not forgiving myself. How I can forgive everybody else and I'm guilt tripping? I got to forgive myself before I can forgive anybody. I have to walk in freedom before I can tell somebody else how to walk in freedom. I have to forgive myself for guilt tripping, for seeing things that weren't there, or for red flag being up and I'm ignoring all the signs. Amen. I have to forgive myself. I have to tell myself I'm sorry for putting you through a lot of times. Oh, she put me through this and she put me. No, player, you put yourself through that because you allowed yourself to do that. You allowed yourself to take that blow. So I had to apologize to myself. I apologize for getting in the wrong relationship with the wrong dude. I apologize for getting in the wrong status with the wrong one. I apologize to yourself. It's not that that wasn't a good woman. It's not that that was not a good man, but it wasn't good enough for me. I apologize, Rose, for putting yourself in a place of compromise. I apologize, Rose, for thinking you can fix somebody and you can't fix them. I apologize, Rose, that I said I'm equipped to love people. I can love them past their pain. I can love them past their hurt. No, you cannot. You don't. until that person comes to grips that there is a problem within themselves, you ain't got that kind of energy, you ain't got that kind of power and strength to love nobody past nothing if they don't want to come out of what they're coming out of. You can't force nobody to come out the wilderness. You can't force. It's Bible. I got Bible on my side. 40 days and 40 years. Glory to God. 40 whole years. The children of Israel wandering around in the wilderness. Amen. God sent Moses. God sent people to bring them out. They didn't want to come out. And when some of them Hebrews came out of there, them Negroes, when they came out of there, some of them said it was, man, look here, ain't got nothing to eat. It's hot out here in this desert. I ain't got this. They were still complaining. Some of them said it was better we stayed over in Egyptian and served the Egyptian. So you mean to tell me you'd rather stay in bondage than to be delivered? You'd rather stay in captivity than to be set free? Some men love captivity. Some women love bondage. Amen. And if they ain't trying to get out of their own stuff, what makes you think you all powerful and you can bring them out? I apologize, Rose. Mandiosi, I apologize to myself for allowing myself to even think that crazy. Amen. So you have to apologize to you. You have to rebuke your own self for the thoughts that come to your mind. You got to rebuke your own flesh. Glory to God, when your flesh is raging, when your flesh want to be loved, when your flesh want to be touched, woman of God, glory be to God. I told my pastor, let me tell you something, woman of God, sex ain't never been my testimony. Glory to God. I never had no problem, amen, keeping my pants up. Glory to God in my leg clothes. That ain't my testimony. Amen. Glory to God. Because I was married before. Amen. And slept right next to somebody for 15 months and ain't had no sex. Amen. Yeah, I'm putting it out there. Amen. Because I'm trying to help and deliver somebody. Amen. It ain't all about the sex, baby. Amen. Glory to God. But some would be nice some of the time if you're married. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, but that ain't my testimony. I have lived a single life. I can live a single life. Amen, I know how to be single by myself. I know, amen, glory to God, how to wine and dine myself. I know how to be content with myself. I know how to be happy. If you're happy, you know it. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Been there, done that. Amen, glory to God. You can't base a relationship on sex alone. And yet, amen, but it is a part of the package. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Communication. Amen. Intimacy and finances. Amen. And some of you don't even have that. Amen. There's not out of the three, you struck out. Ain't no communication. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Ain't no sex going on. Glory to God. And the finances are out of control. Because nobody know how to be a good manager over what God allowed you to have. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So take this tonight. Take this food. Amen. And eat it down. Glory to God. Because those things will not hinder me. Glory to God. Those things will not, amen, be a stumbling block to me. Those things, amen, will not be an obstacle to me. Glory to God. I will love harder. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to stop loving people. Amen. Because I got stuck, amen, between a comma, amen, and a period. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I will not be blocked. I will not be distracted. Amen. I will not be thrown off course. Amen. Because of those things. Glory to God. And so, God, I pray. Amen. For those that are listening, for those that will listen in the future, amen. Glory to God concerning those things. I pray now, God, over every listening ear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be hindered, that they will not be moved. Oh, glory be to God, that they will not be distracted, that no obstacle and no stumbling block and no demonic force standing in hell around hell, amen, underneath hell, in the abyss of hell, would be able to stop them from going forward in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every blocking demon. In the name of Jesus, oh God is a mighty God. In the name of Jesus, I call forth those things that be not as though they were. Oh, glory be to God. God, I pray, Lord God, that the people of God will come out of a dry place, that they will come out of Lodabar, that they will come out, oh, glory be to God, of the wilderness, that they will come out of their dry place, that they will come out of the desert, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that they will come out of desolation, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray for them, God, oh God, that they will have the mindset, oh God, Lord God, to go forward, God, that even if, Lord God, they could take a licking and keep on ticking, that you will energize them, God, that you will give them supernatural strength, to forget those things that are behind them, God, in the press, and to reach for those things that are before them, to reach, oh God, for their high school diploma or GED, to reach, oh God, for that master's degree, to reach for that doctorate's degree, to reach, Father God, for anything that they set their mind to do, to reach for furthering their education, to reach for that job, to reach for that promotion, to reach for that trade, to reach for that career, to reach, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us reaching power. Oh, Father God, endow us now with reaching authority, oh God, that we may speak and declare and decree those things, God. And Lord God, once we speak and declare and decree your word, God, it shall go forward, and it will not return unto your voice, but it shall accomplish those things that were sent out to do. And so, God, I pray for every profession. I pray, God, for every woman, for every man, every child, every boy and girl, every young person, God. I pray that whatever they set their mind to do, Lord God, that they will do it in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for scars. Father God, severely cut and recovered strong. Somebody has been severely cut. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody's mind need to be renewed tonight. Someone's soul need to be restored. Somebody's spirit needs to be revived. And so, God, I pray now, God, for every listening ear, that you are reviving, restoring, oh, God, renewing, oh, Father God, rejuvenating, God. Oh, God, back to our original state, God, where we first loved you. Oh, God, when our mind was stayed focused on you, Father God. Now, God, I pray that you would breathe on the mindsets of your people. Oh, God, and we declare and decree now that our minds are renewed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our steps are ordered by the Lord. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so we thank you that our steps are ordered by you. And, Lord God, we thank you that there is nothing through you that we cannot do, because you said in your word, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. And I thank you for the strength of God that is upon my life and the lives of your people. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we thank you for making ways in the desert. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that behold, all things are becoming new, because we're new creatures in Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are heirs and joint heirs through Jesus Christ. God, we thank you that we are more, we are above and beyond a conqueror, Lord God. And so, God, give us conquering power. Let us be able, Lord God, to conquer and to subdue. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have the whole armor of God, whereby we may be able to stand in the evil day, to stand in the midst of a pandemic, to stand through COVID-19, Father God, to stand through disease. God, we thank you in Jesus' name that you gave us the power to tread upon scorpions, oh God, and serpents. And Lord God, not any deadly thing shall harm us, God, if we drink it. God, we thank you, Lord God, for this power, Lord God, that you you gave us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we shall not be stagnated from old relationships, from past relationships, God, from divorces, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now that we are delivered, and we thank you that we can have the same mind, oh God, which was in Christ Jesus. You told us that if we keep our mind stayed on you, you'll keep us in perfect peace. And so we thank you tonight, God, that we have the peace of God, that we are clothing ourselves in your righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We honor you that the joy of the Lord is our strength continually, Lord God. We thank you that we shall bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We thank you that our soul shall make a boast, oh God, unto the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. We thank you that we could delight ourselves also in the Lord, knowing that you shall give us the desires of our heart. We thank you that we could commit our ways unto the Lord, and you will feed us, oh God. We thank you, and Lord God, we acknowledge you in all of our ways, knowing that if we do this, you shall direct our path. Lord God, never have you seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. And so for those that are listening on tonight, Lord God, I pray that their store buckets, their baskets will be full. I thank you that their storehouses will be full in the name of Jesus. I thank you that your people are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Oh God, we thank you that you are a God of more than enough. We thank you, Lord God, for helping us to be good budgeters and good stewards and good money managers over that which you allow us to have. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will not eat up our seed in the name of Jesus, and that our bellies will not become our God. But Lord God, we thank you that you shall sustain us, you shall keep our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. And for this we say thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we thank you on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Glory to God. Those of you that might be listening on tonight or whenever you tune in, glory to God. For those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and the pardon of your sins according to Romans 10:8-9. The word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Amen. You have to open up your mouth according to Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. It wasn't no doubt about it. God didn't say, call me back later. He didn't say, leave a voice message after the tone. Amen. According to your confession is where salvation is made known. Amen. And if you repeat Romans 10, amen, and 9, amen, the Bible says that there's no doubt about it. You shall be saved. Ask God to come into your life. Amen. To come in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Ask God to wash and create in you a clean heart, according to Psalm 51. Amen. David sinned against God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Come into your heart. Clean you up. Wash you up. Amen. Tell him you want to live. I want to live for you, God. Amen. I repent of my sins. Hallelujah. I acknowledge that you are God. Oh, glory to God, to the glory of God. I acknowledge that Jesus is your son. I acknowledge that Jesus died, amen, but he rose, amen, just for me, amen, glory to God. And if you do Romans 10:9, amen, glory to God, you have now signed the contract, amen, with the blood of Jesus, amen, and you become an heir and joint heir of Jesus Christ. That means that there's nothing that God will withhold from you, because you are now a child of his. You are now a kingdom kid, a kingdom child of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And then it doesn't stop there. Once you give your heart to the Lord, amen, you get yourself according to your needs, amen, because everyone needs are different, amen, and you get yourself in a Bible-believing, Holy Ghost-filled sanctuary, a building, a church, amen. A lot of people have used so many, oh, the church is in us. Yes, it is, amen, but I ain't even lying, amen. They need to open up some of these house of God, amen, and we need to go running into it, amen. Glory to God, because some of the people of God have gotten too loose and compromising, amen. Glory to God, they don't even have a mind to serve God anymore, amen. Amen. But I thank God for having the mind of Christ even in the midst of a pandemic. That's all for now. Amen. We honor the Lord tonight for you, 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 and you. Amen. This is your host, your girl, bringing it to you live. Amen. From Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Scars, Block Talk Radio, Scars. Amen. You're always welcome to go back and listen to some of the topics that we've already previously talked about. Amen. Glory to God. If you like, you could drop a comment below this episode, amen, or you could drop a comment below the other previous episodes, amen, glory to God. If God has been a blessing to you, amen, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, amen, show some sign, amen. I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a very prosperous end of the week. Have a very blessed weekend, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you again on next week, Thursday. God bless you. Good night.